Do you want to know the easiest way to get our parents to buy stuff? Simple. Save them money. The number one way to save our parents money and support this show is shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on LittleFellaRadio.com. It's that easy. When our parents see how much money they will save by shopping Amazon, we'll have no choice but to clean our rooms for all the cool stuff. Amazon has everything. And when your parents sign up for Amazon Prime, our stuff shows up within a day because shipping is free. So show your parents how mature you are by saving them money. Not only that, you'll be helping this show. So do yourself a favor. Make it easy on your parents and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on LittleFellaRadio.com. Hi there, it's LittleFella AJ. And before we get the show started, I want to tell you how cool it is that you're listening to the show. There are lots of shows out there, but you decided to listen to this one. I gotta say, that's made my day. Continue to spread the word about the show and all the free shows on the B2B Radio Network. And now, it's time for the show. To Little Fella Radio. First, I want to say a little thing from our sponsor, which is Amazon. All you have to do is just tell your parents, or you can go to Amazon yourself if you're old enough. Go to Amazon, buy stuff for school, get stuff for your office if you're an adult. Just pretty much go to Amazon, buy stuff, make them happy, make us happy, because it helps support the show. Also, just pretty much just listen to the show and buy stuff on Amazon. It's that easy. Just go to Amazon. Just go to Amazon. It's a little link on the top of our page at LittleFellaRadio.com. Go there, buy stuff, and love us. Okay! Now that we got Amazon out of the way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you all. You're all so lovely. Okay, everyone. As you can tell at the beginning, I said Jingle Bells, Happy New Year's, because it is after the holiday and New Year. It is 2014 here in every country, and we celebrated like it's 1965. Just kidding. We celebrated like it was the end of 2013, beginning of 2014. And here to help me celebrate this wonderful New Year and after the holidays, awesome excitement, is my wonderful little friend, back for some more action, ready to take on the world with the Little Fella Army, Janae Smith.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Glad to have you here again, Nene.
You're welcome.
Okay, guys, today is going to be an exciting show. I know we've been gone for a while. Yeah, that sucks. All of you must be mad. You can't get mad at me. I had a lot to do. Also, it's actually been two holidays since I've actually done the show. It's been Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's been two. Well, if you want to count New Year's as a holiday, but it's kind of not in a way. Anyway. Yeah, that. And, so Janae's here to help me enjoy it. Enjoy the show. And we're going to talk about pretty much like we do all the time, anything and everything. We have a good show lined up for you today. And we have a wonderful guest to help me enjoy the show. Sadly, he's not here, so I have Janae to back him up. Just kidding. Anyway, because Janae is here, we can't have any fun. Sorry, guys. Yeah, she's, in case you haven't, the last show got a lot of negative reviews. No one liked Janae. They said she didn't really talk much. She wasn't too enthusiastic. Got a lot of mean comments. No, I didn't. I don't get any comments. Nothing. You guys are horrible. What did I say last show? Leave messages. It's right there on the page. It says contact. All you have to do is just fill out the stuff that's on there. It's easy. Give me stuff to laugh about so I can laugh about it on the show with you guys. It's easy. See? See, it's that easy. I'd have all these people laughing. It's my interactive audience. Live. Thank you. Quiet down! Thank you. So rude. Now, let's get to the show. Because you guys don't like to leave me anything. Christmas! Let's talk about Christmas. Janae, you like Christmas, right?
Yes, I love Christmas.
Who doesn't love Christmas? I love Christmas. Christmas is a time where everybody gets, not everyone, but lots of people get presents and they enjoy the December winter coldness, like the people on the east side of the country. Poor them. They're probably dying. Just like some other people that have passed away. We will give them our silence. Okay, going on to Christmas. So, we like to do a lot of stuff for Christmas. Get presents, go throw away fruitcake that our relatives give, no matter how much they give us. So, sorry about that. And they gave us fruitcake that no one seems to eat because it was stayed there for the whole dinner. And next thing you know, oh, it's in the garbage can the next day. Yeah, I bet they recycle those and use those for, like, pillows or concrete or anything else that might be dangerous. But it's the new year. You gotta make those jingle bells rock. Deck the halls with candy and gumdrops and sugar plums. They dance in your head. And mice are actually quiet. And that stalker that flies reindeer in his giant sled watches you when you're sleeping. And he knows when you're awake. And he knows when you've been bad or good. So he wants you to be good for goodness sake because he's a stalker. Otherwise known as Santa Claus. Now, there's a lot of people who are out there who don't believe in Santa Claus. But I don't understand why you wouldn't believe in Santa Claus, but why you would believe in Santa Claus. Because, okay, one, I've met a lot of deer in my life, and they don't fly. Trust me, I've tried. We'll get to that later. Hopefully never. But let's just get that straight. Deer don't fly. Now, unless Tinkerbell came and sprinkled some little pixie dust on them every Christmas, then I don't know why they fly. Because they just don't fly. They just don't. Christmas, though, is a wonderful time of year. I hope a lot of you guys got a lot of presents. You enjoyed the holidays. Most kids, if not all kids that went to school, were on break and are still on break for the next who knows how many days. Some people probably have their winter break for the next 3 days or 2 weeks, or they just started yesterday, which was Friday over here. But anyway, Christmas break is wonderful because you don't have to go to school for 2 weeks for some kids. And I've enjoyed my 2 weeks off of school. I have to go back on January 6th. Yay! So does my Janene over here. I'm sorry, I can't say Janene, because a certain someone, Miss Williams, does not like it when I say Janene. So, thanks for that, Miss Williams. And like I said in the last show, she likes to call her children her chocolate children. Well, there's a new word for that. Lot of shade of brown. Yeah. I like that one. It's funny. It's creative. I'm not saying I don't like chocolate children. It's just some people don't like that because it's racist, or they think it's racist. When she's she's a chocolate lady. She's a chocolate person. So, can't say chocolate child because she's not a chocolate child. Me and Janae, on the other hand, we're chocolate children. Some people like to consider me a lighter shade of brown. Which, I really hope a lot of you can, find out what a lighter shade of brown is. And here's a hint. It's not black. I'm just kidding. It's her chocolate children, but she gave it a different name. So, yeah. But some people think I'm a Mexican. I have people go up to me and like, are you a Mexican? Do I look like a Mexican? Don't answer that, Janae. She has the most crazy smile. Talk!
Nah, I'm good. Nah. But when I first met AJ, I thought he was Mexican until I met his dad and his mom.
My mom, she's the icing on the cake. The white vanilla, I think. My dad, on the other hand, he's that lovely little Hershey's on top of the peanut butter cookie. Lovely. Sweet. He's not sweet. He's sour. I'm just kidding. He's not sour. He's sweet and sour. He's chicken! I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm getting? What's getting? Giddy up! I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. Miss Williams, chocolate children. I'm done talking about that. At my school, we, for the first semester, we have science, if you're in 7th grade, which I am in 7th grade. Woo, yeah, I'm 13. And, oh, real quick, speaking of age, you guess what today is? Saturday, January 4th, is my wonderful Janae's birthday! Woo!
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Janae!
Thank you. I'm finally happy I'm finally the same age as AJ. I am not the youngest at my house no more. I'm so happy.
You're going to be the youngest in about January, February, March, April, May, June. 5 months. She has 5 months.
5 months to
until
to
I turn
enjoy,
14.
To enjoy myself. 5 months.
Until I turn 14. Boom. But for Janae's birthday party, we're going to go bowling, and I'm going to beat Janae. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah. See that strike? See that strike? Oh, there's another strike. There's a double strike. Oh, there's a turkey. That's two strikes in a row. What do you got? Ooh, a gutter. Ooh, a spare. Ooh, look at a split. I'm sorry, Janae.
I hope better I get a present.
Time. This is your present. Welcome to Little Fella Radio. Oh. So.
Thank you.
Little Fella Radio, bringing joy to children all around the world since 2013. Let's hope this show runs for longer than 2013 to 2014. Let's make it a whole year. So, oh boy, I don't even remember when this show started. Middle of June, I believe. It was the middle of June, maybe the beginning of July, end of June. It's around there. I remember the date, and we'll have our one year anniversary for Little Fella Radio, which will be in summer. So, cross your fingers that it'll come quick. I know most of you guys wait for summer because there's no school. And for your kids that like school, I fear for those 3 months where you will not have school and freak out. Because I need books. I need teachers. Someone teach me about algebra. I need to relearn it.
That's me.
I find that hilarious. Because Janae is over here praying on her hands and knees, hoping that school gets canceled or blown up so she doesn't have to go to school.
I don't like school, but I like going to school for the friends.
Everybody does.
Yes, everybody does.
Because if you just went to school to hang out with your friends, you'd just be like, oh, come back to my place. We could just hang out there.
Yep.
Kids think they're more cooler at school because, oh God, I'm not looking forward to school. Because then you're going to come back, look at my new shoes. Look at my new hat. Look at my new glasses. Look at my new phone. Watch that principal take that away, too. Look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm so amazing. I got new stuff, and you don't get what I got. When 98% of the people that got that stuff look just like you. Look at me, look at me, and look what I got. None of you guys got my stuff. When the person behind you is like, look at me, none of you got my stuff, and you got the same exact thing as the person behind you. Whatever. And Janae over here, she got a smartphone, a touchscreen smartphone. You're never going to believe how she got it. She got it from her brother's little brother. So her and that little brother are not related. But her brother's little brother traded her his perfectly fine phone for Pokemon cards.
It was a bunch of Pokemon cards that some of them could cost up to $2,000 to $4,000 for only
one. In the next 50 years, they probably
will. There's some very old ones there that he could go right now to the store and
Pokemon cards aren't worth too much.
Yes.
If Pokemon cards were worth a lot, I would collect them all. Sadly, I love the show Pokemon, and I love this song. This is the best song in the world right here. It's a trainer is my card. I will travel across the mess, searching far and wide. It's Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em, it's you and me. I know it's our destiny. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend, and a world we must defend. Okay, that's enough Pokemon singing for me. Okay. Whew, sorry. I had a moment there. It brings a tear to my eye whenever I hear that song. I love Pokemon. I love that song. And now they have it. We're true friends and we're going to make it. And we're going to train Pokemon and go on a boat for the next 15 episodes. And then we're going to make a new game and new cards. And then we're going to make a new season. And we probably have like 7 or 8 of them out. So yay! No one gets tired of Pokemon. I just love the show and the meat song. That old song. And Pikachu. I love me some Pikachu. Pika, pika. Pikachu. Anyway, Janae got a phone that works perfectly fine now for for trading Pokemon cards that I didn't even know she had, which I feel like is her brother's.
Nope, they're mine.
Anyway, she got a phone that's perfectly fine right now, and she uses it all the time. She didn't even get it for Christmas. She got it, like, 5 months before Christmas. That was her Christmas present. 5 months before, and she saw that kid how many times since then?
I don't know.
Yeah, so. If he was any older, he would have realized that was a dumb idea. But since he's so young, he gave away a phone for Pokemon cards.
It might sound messed up, but it's not, because he loves Pokemon, and I hate Pokemon, and his mom did not want him to have the phone because he was too young, and he wasn't responsible enough, so she even said to give it away to somebody.
See, since the mom said it was okay, it's okay, but it is messed up because you took advantage of a little kid and got a phone. So it's not messed up to you, but to everyone else, that's messed up because you pretty much just stole that phone from a little kid.
Not really, because I knew him all my life, and like...
You mean all his life?
Yeah, all his life. Ever since he was born, I knew him, so...
Just like me and Karsten, which is my best friend. Hi, Karsten. I love you, man. You're the best. Yeah. I had to give shout-outs to him. He's awesome. He's pretty much like my brother. And if I could see him every day, I would. That's true friends right there. No one play Hannah Montana. I will rip your head off if you do. Even if you're at home and you're singing it. Yeah, we're singing Hannah Montana. Yeah, no. I will hurt you. Don't sing that song. If I see anything that has to do with that, I will hurt you. Back to reality now. So, New Year's. Let's go to New Year's real quick, because we left that because of Janae's age. But New Year's is awesome because people let off fireworks and the little sound popper thingies and what are they called?
Firecrackers
and pop rocks are a candy. Never mind. And a bunch of other cool things, and it's amazing because if you were me, where I was at my best friend Carson's house. Him and his mom, which is... His mom's pregnant with a little baby girl. So, yay for her. I don't know what her name is. I suggested Penelope. It's a beautiful, ugly name. And she's living with her boyfriend out in the middle of nowhere in Arizona with the worst cell service ever. But they're all a bunch of cowboys over there. And at his house... His name is Gabe, by the way. His name is Gabe. And he's a cool dude. He has a giant house with a huge farm. It's a huge field. And in there, he has animals. He has three horses, which are beautiful. One is red. One is blue. And one is HB. HB stands for something that I am not allowed to say on the show. So, yeah. HB. Figure that out yourself. And go look it up in a dictionary. Quiet down before I hurt all of you. Thank you. Now,
awkward silence.
Now, HB is, she's a girl, and she's a scared horse. She doesn't like too much attention, but she's the best. She's the most carefulest horse to ride. Red is an old horse who can't be ridden anymore because he's so old and he can't even run. And then blue is a middle-aged horse. His color is blue, and he's very hyper. Only horse I've seen that likes to lay down and roll around in his pen.
Oh my god.
Weirdest thing ever. And it's crazy. And then there's goats. There's two goats. One's named Goat. Me and Carson made that up. One's name is Goat, and one's name is Cow, because Cow the goat, likes to make cow noises. That's kind of what she sounds like. And then we have a bull.
Ooh.
Yeah, the bull. He is, feisty. I smacked him on his booty. Worst thing you could have ever done. And I was wearing red. Worst thing I could have worn. And he doesn't like lawnmowers. Funniest thing I've ever seen. His pen is so messy and muddy because he pees a lot. And poops. that the lawnmower scared him, and he jumped up, landed, and slid across his pen, ready to fight the lawnmower. It was crazy. And then there's a peacock, chickens, rooster, ducks, and a bloodhound. There's everything but a donkey and an elephant. There is screaming people. Okay, we got it with the animal sounds. Thank you.
To goat laughing.
I love goat. I love goat. Goat is so cute. He's a little white fluffy goat. He's mentally retarded. He likes to get his head stuck and bite my clothes. So I almost lost the jacket to him. I played tug of war with that goat for a while. He did not want to give it back, but I got it back in one piece. And then, yeah, that deaf bloodhound, though, we were in the car pulling out to the house, and we honked the horn to see if he would come barking. Didn't make a sound. We opened the doors. Didn't make a sound. Yelled his name. Didn't make a sound. Rattled the gate. Didn't make a sound. Closed the door. Oh, here he comes running. Doesn't realize that someone could have robbed the house until he would have saw them. So, worst guard dog ever. But he's a cool little puppy. He's still a puppy. He likes to eat his own poop. So, yeah. That's a thing. And, his Gabe's farm is awesome. There's so much to do. We had competitions with his BB gun and bow and arrows and a bunch of other stuff. We rode his go-karts. I got to drive that. That was awesome. Got to shoot a bow and arrow. That was awesome. Got to shoot a rifle BB gun. Even more awesome, but not as awesome as the go-kart. Because who doesn't like driving a go-kart when you're underage and don't have a license? Ting! Anyway, that was beautiful. Ting! You should see my teeth sparkle. See, they're so sparkly and clean, it makes that noise. It's an oasis in my mouth, thanks to Colgate. Yay. Okay. Sorry, Colgate. Please don't get mad at us. No copyright intended. Please don't plagiarize us. Also, we're watching you. If we hear the name Little Fella Radio and you're saying something bad about us, we're suing you for copyright. So, who wants to go into the next topic? No one? Well, not even Janae does. She hasn't said anything. Now, let's talk about something, because all we've talked about is Christmas, and there's a lot of other holidays out there, like Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Las Posadas, if I'm saying that right. Las Potatoes, potatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes, lettuce, lettuce. Janae? Thanks for a wonderful producer and article writer. If you notice on the last show, a little article, you'll notice Janae's name is spelled wrong. In case you haven't noticed, Janae's name isn't Janae. It's Janae. So, don't think her name is Janae. It's J-A-N-A-Y. A-Y. Sorry, I had to think about that for a second. I'm a loser. I don't feel bad, Mr. Producer Man. Everyone makes one mistake in their life. Sadly, it was you.
Sounds like Bertram.
Like, I know, it sounds like Bertram.
That's funny.
Oh, no. I know my laugh is funny. Thank you. I can make anyone laugh. So what's the deal with airline food? Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you. Actually, I'll be here till Sunday. I have school on Monday. But I'll be in Arizona all week. And year. And month. And decade. I don't think I'm leaving Arizona anytime soon.
I am.
Actually, I might be leaving it in March. Because that's when my spring break is. And I might go to California. Woo! California. Where the sky is always gray, the pollution is very high, and the waves make you want to throw up. Now it's time for that little ending segment where we talk about songs. like we did last time with Miley Cyrus. No Miley Cyrus anymore. We're not talking about her because we did it last time. That's the reason. I just don't want to talk about it. I had a nice Wrecking Ball moment last time. And today I had a Pokemon moment. I want to be the very best. Okay, no more. No one ever was. To kick my butt in Pokemon chess and battle everyone. I just made up a new song that no one will understand. Because any song I want, and it is Pokemon. Old theme song. Cause you love it, I'm nobody does. I love Pokemon. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon. Gotta catch 'em all. Isn't it coincidence that Ash Ketchum's name is Ketchum? Last name is Ketchum? And the song says, gotta catch 'em all. So Ash Ketchum. At first I thought it was Ash Ketchum. I thought it was Ash Ketchum. I was just like, what the heck? So, I love that song. I love the old Pokemon episodes. Besides, if you listen to the new ones, you'll notice that he hit puberty. His voice is deep now. But it's music's all around. I know everyone has a different thing, like heavy rock. I can't stand rock. I can listen to heavy rock, but when you hear something's wrong with you, and you like that. And then regular rock, that's good. Pretty much any kind of music's good to me. Except stupid rap songs that make no sense. You're just rapping about random things that go on. Walking in the kitchen, I don't care. Taking a water bottle, I don't care. Sitting on the couch, watching TV, chilling with my homies. Yeah. So, yeah, music's great. Justin Timberlake, I want to talk about him. The last time, I want to talk about him for the ending. Justin Timberlake is awesome. He has his new album, 2020, the 2020 Experience, that just came out. And I love his song, Mirrors, which is 8 minutes long. And for some reason, Justin Timberlake has this thing for very long songs. Like What Goes Around. I don't remember how long that is. I think it's like around 8 minutes. But yeah. Oh, that reminds me. People that make long songs. Weird Al. Trapped in the Drive-Thru. That's 10 minutes. Or 9 minutes. 10 minutes. And then he has another one that I can't remember. Oh, Albuquerque. That one's 11 minutes and 30 seconds. Crazy. Although I love Weird Al. He makes the funniest songs. And he's old. So yeah. But Justin Timberlake, he's awesome. He's made a lot of great songs. He went into hiding for a while. Like serious hiding. For like 5 years, I believe. Five or 15 years, I want to say. Anyway, he makes great songs that last forever. He's worked with a lot of great artists and been through a lot of troubling things, like with Britney Spears and other people that I don't know. But a lot of his songs have to do with relationships, which it seems like a lot of songs are these days. And a quick song that I like, Timber, Kesha, Pitbull. Gotta listen to that. But Mirrors by Justin Timberlake is the song of the week. How about next episode? The song of the next song to the next episode of Little Fella Radio, which was an excellent episode today. And we hope that you all listen to more because Little Fella needs the support of you guys to keep going. So come listen to us. Go to Amazon. Go to B2B Radio. Go to Fat Guy Radio. Go to Nighten. Go to a bunch of things that are on our page. Click on Amazon. Buy a bunch of stuff. Listen to Little Fella Radio and just laugh as much as you can and enjoy it. Thank you and have a wonderful year. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see true summer in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you.